For Illinois Public Radio, I'm Sam Dunklaw. The ballots have been cast, the votes have been tallied, and Illinois' 2018 election has come and gone. Among those who gave victory speeches Tuesday night was Democrat J.B. Pritzker, who early next year will take over as the state's 43rd governor. With Pritzker safely on his way to the Illinois governor's mansion, he can now begin mapping out the direction he wants to take the state. For some advice on how to get there, Illinois issues caught up with a few former governors and legislative leaders. Republican Jim Edgar, who will serve on Pritzker's transition team over the next few months, has been around this block a few times before. He served as Illinois' governor during the 1990s. Though it's been a while since he's been in the chief executive chair, he says he learned an important lesson while sitting there.
You get there and you look at the books and you face the realities. You've got to compromise. You never get 100% of what you want. You've got to give a little bit to get some things.
While partisan bickering has dominated Illinois state government in the last few years, Edgar says Pritzker now has a chance to turn that around.
The governor needs to kind of change the tone in Springfield and needs to reach out and try to work with both parties. If you don't have a better climate to get things done, particularly tough things, you're not going to get things done.
On the Democratic side, Pat Quinn offered some advice from his more recent tenure as governor. His six-year administration started in 2009, after Governor Rob Blagojevich was infamously impeached and imprisoned. Through his ups and downs, Quinn says he learned one particularly important thing.
Campaigning is easy. Governing is a lot harder. And so any person becoming governor of Illinois, I have to really kind of come to that job with that understanding that being a governor is a hard job, got to work at it every day.
One of the things the governor has to work at every day is the annual state budget. Bruce Rauner's tenure was marked by a two-year budget impasse. We asked Pat Quinn if he thought that could happen again.
Well, I passed six budgets when I was governor. It's never easy. You've got to always listen to every side, but ultimately you've got to get the job done.
We also wanted to hear what women have to say to Illinois' incoming governor, so we talked to a few leaders in the General Assembly. From her vantage point as Illinois' House Majority Leader, Democrat Barbara Flynn Curry has seen governors on both sides of the aisle come and go. One thing, she says, remains true.
Governors are not emperors. They can't just decree. They can't wave a magic wand, and it is so. The job of governing is really a compromise, a collaborative, a willingness to come together in some kind of middle.
Coming to a kind of middle, Curry says, will be important if Pritzker tries to tackle transportation repairs. People all over the state say it's an area that desperately needs fixing.
It's going to be something of a balancing act. There are many different kinds of things that fall under the rubric infrastructure, and the tough question will be how you decide to divide up the resources.
When we asked her where education should be in the new governor's list of priorities, Curry pointed to the new education funding formula legislators passed last year.
The challenge for the next governor is to see to it that year over year over year, we're able to find the resources to put more money into public schools.
Meanwhile, in the state Senate, Pamela Althoff was a key player in the Illinois GOP for 16 years. This year marked her last session as a state senator. But before she stepped aside, she saw both Republican and Democratic governors go to jail, and another two serve wildly different terms. A common thread?
Honor and respect the process, as well as honor and respect those people who make up the process.
Diversity, Althoff says, is something Pritzker should keep in mind over the next 4 years.
Many governors, both parties, lost sight of the fact that Illinois is an extremely diverse state, and it's very important for us to continue to carry on dialogues to learn what we do have in common and what our concerns are, as well as what we don't have in common and where we can move the ball to.
No matter what comes across the governor's desk in the next term, Althoff says working together is key. She says crossing lines will accomplish a lot more than drawing them.
The governor's job is to come in with his own agenda and collaborate and say, this is what I would like to see. How is it we work together to achieve this?
I'm Sam Dunklaw.